The topic of today's podcast is Step 7, Humbly Ask Him to Remove Our Shortcomings.
I'm Mary, and I'm very grateful to have this opportunity to share on the seventh step. I was thinking back to when I came into my first meeting and how I was truly believed there was no God, or if there was a God, he certainly didn't care about me. And today I'm speaking about how I have turned everything over to this higher power, and I'm so grateful. When I was fairly new, I tried this step. I told my sponsor, I'm going to try this step, and she said, well, you need to do the other work first. But I said no, and I asked if God would, take away all my defects of character. And I think what I was asking is if he'd take my husband away, because I figured he was my biggest defect of character. And today I don't feel that way anymore. But it was true. I had to work the other six steps first. And when I finally got to the seventh step, what I realized was I didn't really know what character defects needed to be removed, which were harming me the most, but my higher power did. And so I started to, really ask him, please, God, I don't want these things to come between you and me anymore. Because I knew I was building a wall between my higher power and between people. I was always afraid of people. Coming to a meeting was terrifying for me. But I kept coming back, and I know today it was because God kept pushing me back and because he knew I needed this so much. And today I'm so thrilled to say that the character defects I've had removed, I don't think any of them have been, completely removed, because every once in a while they'll come back up, and I realize that this is my higher power's way of telling me to, I need to look at what I'm doing, and I need to get a little bit closer to him, and that I'm starting to move away, and I trust him totally. Thank you for this opportunity to share.
My name is Wes, and I came to Al-Anon because of my absolute utter frustration. And I knew that I didn't have any character defects, but I knew who did. Fortunately, a very good friend and fishing partner was a recovering alcoholic. And he told me just to go to meetings and do those simple things. And the steps are in an order for a reason. And everyone's talked about the anger. I was so angry that I thought that was normal. And a lady that became a very dear friend and still is today would keep me out after that Tuesday night meeting talking to me. And then at a meeting, a lady after I'd been a while said, it's so nice now that we're not afraid of you. And it's because of that anger that I had for the disease of alcoholism, because I grew up in it. I married into it. I had coworkers, and I tried to cover up for all of them. And my personality really just went down into the dirt. And through the aid of meetings and the other tools that we've got in the program, I found out I didn't have to live like that. Now, I did have to terminate that marriage, but I still had me with me. And when it came time to do step seven, in order, it freed me up so much, because I didn't have that. Today, I can experience the joys of life, to watch a child laugh, go into my garden and see the birds feeding their babies. So many little things that I lost or I gave up because of this disease of alcoholism in the years that I spent in it. But I don't really have to live that way unless I would choose. So today I choose to do the simple things, like to go into the meetings, and you try a few meetings. If you don't like one, try another. And you don't have to worry about these higher number steps. You just realize your powerlessness, and eventually this absolute joy and freedom will come over your life. You don't have to be ashamed of anything that's going on. I live on a lake, and I have a lot of people out in the summertime, because today I'm not ashamed of the way I live, because I've done these steps. Thank you.
My name is Connie, and I'm going to talk about step seven a little bit, too. When I came into Al-Anon, I figured that if my husband would straighten up, that I would be fine, and what I found out was that he did, and I was not fine. And that's when I started attending Al-Anon meetings. For me, I realized fairly early on that there had to be a higher power, a God of my understanding, because my thinking wasn't getting me anywhere. And although I do truly believe that the steps are not, are made in order, are numbered in order for a reason, I know that God did some things for me early on to help keep me, I think, help keep me in Al-Anon. And one of those things, and people have talked about the anger, but what I did was I yelled. And it's interesting that I haven't associated that for a long time with anger, but I was angry. But I yelled. I yelled at the cats. I yelled at the dog. I yelled at the kids. And after I'd been in Al-Anon for a short time, my children made the comment to a friend that we like it that Mom goes to Al-Anon. She doesn't yell so much. And it just, it really helped me to keep coming back. It was a quite powerful experience. So it just, God does for us, my higher power does for us, it does for me what I cannot do for myself. But it just has made my life so much more incredible. I can't even begin to tell you. And so I'm going to read a little bit from one of my favorite pages. And because it just expresses my life today. It says, today I can begin a new way of using my minutes and hours, a new way of looking at my surroundings and the circumstances of my life. I will make this day one I can look back upon with pleasure and satisfaction and a preparation for the days to come. Today is all the time I have. Nobody can keep me from using it well. If I make this a good day, tomorrow can be even better. And that's what Al-Anon has given me, and Step 7 has been a huge part of that. I thank you so much for listening to this.
Thank you, everyone, for listening to this discussion about Step 7 in Al-Anon.